For students, fall is the beginning of a new year. New classes, new teachers, new friends, and for some students in Monongalia County, new laptops. As more learning takes place digitally and after school, those computers could help students in rural areas succeed. Clay Battelle High School has 400 students, but Principal David Cottrell estimates that about 15% don't have access to broadband at home.
Some of our students don't have access to computers. The further away from Blacksville, in the outlying region, some of our students don't even have internet.
Broadband access is hard to get in rural areas like where Clay Battelle sits in western Monongalia County. Its sparse population and hilly terrain make the area an expensive investment for internet providers. Last year, the Monongalia County School System tried to get internet access to its students for free by using abandoned television and radio channels. That project has since stalled, so instead, the school has worked toward achieving one-to-one technology, meaning that every student is issued his or her own Chromebook. That's a laptop made by Google. With help from a federal program called E-Rate that makes broadband access for schools and libraries more affordable, Clay Battelle finally achieved one-to-one last year. The Chromebooks are unique in that they allow students to save web pages they load with the school's Wi-Fi and access them where they may not have broadband. Here's Chris Urban, the Director of Technology and Communications for the school district.
It takes a little bit of planning. So if I'm a teacher and I have assigned the students to do a report on somebody, I need to make sure that I allow the students a little bit of time at school while they're on the internet to find some websites that they want to use as their sources and give them time to download. There are apps or extensions, either one, that will allow them to pull those sites down to their machine, and they'll be there for them when they're then not on the internet.
In November, the school district is rolling out Chromebooks to all of its students in the third grade and up. According to a 2015 Pew Research study, 5 million households with school-aged children do not have access to high-speed internet at home. Some worry that that digital divide can create a homework gap, a term that means that students without internet access are at a learning disadvantage. Those without broadband tend to be poorer students, especially those who live in rural areas. But researchers dispute whether technology by itself actually helps students boost test scores. Devin Carlson, a professor who studies education policy at the University of Oklahoma, says that how technology is used can be more effective than the technology itself. He thinks the strongest argument for digital classrooms is not better test scores, but the digital literacy students gain.
Students who don't have the access to this technology, they come in at a disadvantage. I mean, just think of how much, you know, financial aid is filed online for college and how much you can learn about college post-secondary options online. And I think that that's perhaps the strongest argument for providing technology access in the classrooms.
The State Department of Education says that in Wirt, Kanawha, and Raleigh counties, test scores in English and math went up after they implemented one-to-one technology. Back at Clay Battelle High, Principal David Cottrell says that in the couple of years since the school has had access to Chromebooks, teachers have been able to create new learning experiences, like taking their students on virtual tours of museums. Computerized state testing also went more smoothly because students were already familiar with the technology. Now, Cottrell says they're awaiting test scores from last year to get an idea of the Chromebook's effectiveness in helping students bridge the homework gap. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Morgantown.